It's got a death curse.
Don't all of you be like me.
And then who will lock you up in the sewer?
Just like having a wart removed.
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
This could have been a dumb schlocky monster movie at its heart. And it, even though that's the era it was trying to evoke, it's way smarter than that.
Yeah.
His wife says he was bitten by a spider just before he seized.
It was a 50s B movie with a budget.
It's like William Castle had money.
There's a rumor going around that some kind of spider might have killed Sam Metcalf, maybe Margaret, maybe even my Bronco.
Doubtful, Henry.
If you took out those over-the-top comedic elements, especially John Goodman...
And you played it straight.
This would be an expensive version of Kingdom of the Spiders.
They've got three dead bodies, and the cause of death seems to be a spider more deadly than any I've ever seen. They want the okay to quarantine the town.
Miller!
Yo!
You know the patterns?
Like the back of my hand?
Get in here!
The one drops into his helmet.
Yeah.
That bothers me. Putting a helmet on, it's in there. Reminds me of Wrath of fucking Khan. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Even a little web, touching it, and it takes forever to get off your fingers. Oh my god.
What if you're doing an experiment? Helen, grab the spider web in your hair.
No. In this curly hair, are you kidding me? Oh my god, it would never.
I think one of your Venezuelan spiders hitched a ride here in Manly's coffin.
My nuts itched the entire time I watched this film. I don't know what about it. Creepy calling movie, your nuts just itch, man. You're like...
In this first generation, the original male also produced a queen. And together they will construct a primary nest, which the queen will guard.
It's a common house spider. Could be anywhere, you know? You come across them all the time. Just now, they're fucking lethal. They'll kill you within 60 seconds. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, take that home with you when you drive home.
Yeah.
But eventually, she will create reproductive offspring of her own. And when that happens, this town is dead. And the next town. And the next town.
Check under your fucking seat. Yeah, if there was a movie that made you want to check your popcorn or shake your shoes, this was the film that did it.
Some damn thing bit me. Oh my god, it's just a spider.
Spider? Not like a damn cougar.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to another Horror 101 podcast. This is your host, Cash Wampum, offering up a creepy crawly show for you. Longtime listeners might recall our 33rd episode 9 years ago, where we covered the Nature Runs Amok epic Kingdom of the Spiders, and Nude absolutely lost her shit while we watched that. Tonight, we are putting her through the same type of torture as we go back to 1990 and cover the self-branded thrill-omedy of that summer. Get ready to shake your shoes and sift through your popcorn as we give the Horror 101 treatment to Frank Marshall's Arachnophobia. Nefarious Paul B is here.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
And your ridiculously large coffee there.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, sir. How goes it?
Good. How are you? How much do I owe you?
Oh, please are me. Don't worry about it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you.
And no Nick today.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What did he say what he was doing?
Yeah, his July was just jam-packed. He had too much going on. But he'll be here in August, because he had the available date in August. Everybody was available, so.
So we're already set to record for August.
Yeah, we already have the date set.
But they found Julian Sands. Remember, we were talking.
Yeah,
we did. We did Warlock 2 because he was lost, and we're like, yeah, well, just in case he might be out there. Hopefully, no.
And apparently, his last interview, he was saying that he's done it so often, he's actually seen bodies on other hikes.
Oh yeah,
see people, you know.
He must be hardcore, baby, because you hear like people going up and down Everest. They're going by bodies all the time.
Well, he say like this. I can't find it now, but this interview, he goes up like 3,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's probably what he's found is like 3,000-4,000 feet up.
Because he was in his 70s.
No, late 60s.
Late 60s, but yeah. Still,
No, I mean if you're used to it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, you get caught up at that elevation, and all of a sudden there's like two, you know, like
snowstorm,
6 feet of snow everywhere. You're screwed.
You can't see where you're going, and plus then you start panicking. Your oxygen is automatically lower anyway because you're so high up at elevation.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
So, Brian Stewart, you suggested arachnophobia because Julian Sands got a small part in this.
Very small.
Yeah.
Because Helen was like, well, didn't we kind of like commemorate him in, Armageddon? And I'm like, yeah, but he's got like this, that film is about him. Right. This one, he's just like, he's kind of peppered in there a few times.
Yes.
I haven't seen this probably since I saw it in theaters, and I had fond memories of this one. This was a summer release. It was the first thrillomedy. It is perfect drive-in fare. And I remember it gave my brother arachnophobia for years after we saw it.
Let me guess, the shower scene with the toga's bitten off?
I can't remember all of them, but... Oh, Helen's already making a break for the door.
Yep, she's gone.
I like that movie.
Which one?
Arachnophobia.
You see it at the theater?
I did not.
I worry that a lot of it's going to feel dated.
It's going to feel dated.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it within the last 5 years I've seen it.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What year was this?
1990.
90.
Yep.
The worst year for horror.
This isn't a horror, though.
Well, it's a thrill-omedy. Well,
it's a horror comedy.
Same year as Silence of the Lambs, right?
No, Silence of the Lambs is 91.
It's kind of like on the... It's more on the nose than something like Eight-Legged Freaks. Remember Eight-Legged Freaks?
But that was worse.
That was back to 50s schlock shit.
But that was designed as a 50s schlock shit.
This one... This movie was just like... If you take out John Goodman... out of this film, it's a different movie. Any tension that's built by any arachnophobia that you might have is instantly cut every time John Goodman is
before. I still say the better one of the movies that he did like this was Matinee.
Yeah, Matinee's amazing.
Talk to Joe Dante. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you.
But it's a better... I mean, this is Frank Marshall, but it's the same feel of a film, right? It's the same kind of... Whether you say this isn't or it is... This is designed as a modern, at the time, version of a B-movie. Matinee was a love letter to 50s B-movie.
Yeah, because it was about that
50s B-movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been, I'm sure, 10 years at least since I've seen it.
I'd say it's been maybe a little longer, but I've seen it fairly recently.
Yeah. I mean, in 1990, like when it came out, it was, I remember to be like probably the most... authentic, real spider attacking people movie that had been made probably since Kingdom of the Spiders. 13 years before it.
Yeah,
13 years before it.
To me, I remember.
And it almost seems weird that there's only 13 years between Kingdom of the Spiders and Arachnophobia, and there's been 23 years since Arachnophobia to now.
Don't think about time like that because it will fuck you right up.
No, it does.
I know. It's fucking insane.
It does.
The Back to the Future one always fucking blows my mind.
I had fond memories of this one. I had fun. My brother and I went to go see this.
I saw this at Parkway.
Yeah, that's where I saw it. We rode our bikes to the theater. We liked our bikes up in the bike chain, and it scared the shit out of my little brother.
No, sorry. I saw this at Forest Glade.
We saw this at Parkway 5. It was at the Alto at Parkway 5 we saw this.
I'm not saying I dislike it. I'm just saying it's not...
It's
one of those 90s films that can either take or leave.
It's such an odd combination because they blatantly made it, like, they call it the thrill-omedy.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to gross you out. They didn't want you to run screaming from the theater with a spider attack movie.
Right.
They wanted something that was kind of light and fluffy with spiders that were killing people.
Well, like I said, it was a 50s B movie with a budget.
It's like William Castle. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, William Castle had money. What was
it's categorized as a horror comedy in that order on IMDb. So,
how many other horror comedies apart from Shaun of the Dead and the Cornetto trilogy, basically? But how many horror comedies have you really seen? Evil Dead 2. They're kind of few and far between.
Abbott and Costello started that shit, man.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Have you ever seen The Fearless Vampire Killers?
Yes.
Polanski.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a horror. That was a horror comedy. It's good.
Yeah.
It's actually funny.
Yeah.
That ballroom scene is great.
I love it, like Haunted Honeymoon. You know, that's like...
Oh, Saturday the 14th.
Saturday the 14th. The first one. The second one was shit.
Yeah.
Saturday the 14th. Yeah, but I do...
In the Woods.
Even Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Young Frankenstein. So
nice. Knockers.
I like when you mix the two genres.
Yes.
You know, if you do it correct, it works well.
Yeah.
So, is everybody ready to watch this Jeff Daniels, John Goodman film?
With a special guest appearance by Julian Sands.
Yes. Time.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
Poor guy.
Yeah, his career should have been better. I think he deserved more.
I know. We discussed that. All right. Well, let's watch this film and we'll discuss. I haven't seen this in years.
Years.
The Jennings family has just moved to the small town of Canaima.
Oh, Ross, smell that air. Oh, God.
In search of a simpler life.
Want a blow up a bullfrog?
Okay.
It's the perfect place.
Goodbye, crime. Goodbye, grime.
Except for one pesky little problem.
Come with me and look at the web.
The web?
I have a
terrible fear of spiders.
Come on, we live in the country now. It's time to work through this irrational, paralyzing terror.
It's not irrational.
Hollywood Pictures and Amblin Entertainment present Jeff Daniels.
Honey, we're in the living room. We need you to kill a spider.
And John Goodman.
Bill McClintock, Infestation Management.
Ooh, I thought it's just a spider.
Would anybody object if I tore this floor out?
I would.
False alarm, then lead on. There's no spider here.
Every so often in a little town somewhere, there is a health scare.
There's a rumor going around that some kind of spider might have killed Sam Metcalf.
Doubtful.
Spiders make convenient culprits.
There's no spider here.
I think one of your Venezuelan spiders hitched a ride here.
There may be some spiders around here that are very dangerous.
Yeah, chill out.
Just run.
Oh! They spread out from a central nest in a web-like pattern and dominate the entire area. When that happens, this town is dead.
Better incorporate my private stock.
Rock and roll!
Hollywood Pictures and Amblin Entertainment present Arachnophobia. 8 legs, 2 fangs, and an attitude.
Perk up, Lloyd. If we find the spider that did this, you can arrest him.
Arachnophobia. A thrillomedy.
You know what else wasn't necessary? I was thinking about this. A lesser filmmaker with a smaller budget, that whole opening sequence probably wouldn't have been filmed, because that's probably the most expensive part of this movie, was filming that opening on location in the middle of the jungle.
Sorry I'm late. I've been held up in Caracas for a while with a fever. Tell you the truth, I'm not over it yet.
Well, be sick on your own time, Mr. Manley. Now, I want close-ups of every specimen and coverage of the surrounding rainforest in Tapui.
The what?
Tapui. It's an Indian word for mountain. A place where species have survived in isolation for millions of years.
Oh, any man-eating dinosaurs?
Only Atherton. You're in luck. We're hitting a brand new one today.
Oh, great.
You think it was on location?
It wasn't.
And it was helicopter footage. None of that is cheap. That helicopter rig... And I'm sure they reused it for when they returned to America and you watched the hearse traveling down the highway.
Yeah.
That was the same helicopter.
There was some good helicopter
shots.
Yeah,
but I remember who produced it.
Frank Marshall.
And Spielberg.
Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
Spielberg says he wants a helicopter shot. Spielberg gets a helicopter shot.
What's that thing do, anyway? Did you ever throw a large firecracker into a pond? Maybe when I was a kid, why?
What happened?
All sorts of stuff floated to the surface.
Exactly.
Everybody ready?
The fog going up and everything falling out of the tree. I thought that was pretty wild.
And then you hear that big doom.
Yeah, they're like, hey, this might be a new species of butterfly we got here. And then it's like somebody dropped a fucking softball in a bowl. It's like, what was that? Like, everybody on site.
Stopped.
Even people on the other side of the tree stopped and got up to take a look at what was going on.
Extraordinary. Hey, Garris, look at these markings. Don't just sit there.
Are you sure it's dead?
Yes, quite dead.
And, of course, the fog, it just knocked it out, didn't kill it, right? So
yeah.
Super, super aggressive, hard to kill, and has a vendetta against the photographer that squished the one that scared him, jumped on his lens.
What the devil do you think you're doing?
It was alive!
Then you're ridiculous.
But it's just a spider. What's a big deal?
It wasn't just a spider, Mr. Manley. It was potentially a new species of spider, isolated and unchanged for millions of years. And all you could do is squash it.
Professor! No está muerto. Es increíble que sobrevives. ¿De dónde vienes? No está muerto.
That's impossible. They should be dead.
Very aggressive. We'll take two back alive and preserve two.
But like he was marked for death the moment he fucking got there. The ants crawling on him. That ant could kill you. Well, he falls into a spider web. The guides are like, "Yeah, this we're gonna have to carry this motherfucker home." And they ended up having to carry him home.
Yep. How are you feeling?
Oh, like hell. This fever's killing me.
You don't look so good. Take a rest.
And one question: how in God's green earth, you know, like the guy, he's not feeling well. He's already got malaria. I'm gonna lay down. I'm gonna go. Like he's not even asleep yet. How would you not know that it was like a giant fucking bird-eating spider that was crawling up your
There's
foot?
There's a lot of suspension of disbelief,
right?
I just think if he was not feeling well and probably out of it and not really paying attention, I think he was more confused. He was really he wasn't lucid.
He was hallucinating.
Yeah. I think he was, he was really ill, and then all of a sudden, until it bit him, that's when it obviously...
Yeah, you might be right. Gets bitten, dies horribly immediately.
He sold it.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting because he is the American in the wrong place. Like, I shoot football. That's my specialty. I'm totally not here. Oh, great, more bugs wearing the sports cap. He's totally out of his element.
Yeah.
But then we take that world back to the States where now the spider's out of its element. It's kind of like an exchange
program. Role reversal.
It's really kind of smart. It's good. That's good writing.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get over the fact that at the very least the general is like uber intelligent for an eight-leg interacted, you know, or just has the best fucking luck on the planet.
I even like early on when they see the spider crawling through the hole in the coffee, like, well, that's a cheap, shitty coffee. And then they put the poles there, I'm like, oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
They even explain why the hole in the coffin was there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's good. I'm like, wow, smart. I was about to criticize their carpentry.
Dick, I'm sorry to pester you in this already difficult time. I know that we already decided on an open casket, but we should reconsider. Because I'm not sure how they work down in South America, Dick, but let me say that their preservation methods differ from ours.
I like they show the corpse and it's all like emaciated and green and gray.
Yeah,
I think we should go with a closed casket. And who's the guy that played the coroner? Always eating.
Irv Kendall. Yeah, that's the character, but in real life his name is Roy Brocksmith.
Oh, okay, yeah, and he was the guy from, he was in Total Recall.
Yeah, he's the guy that goes in and bluffs him that he's a hologram sent in to help him get out of his mental state, right?
Yeah.
You'll be lobotomized.
The spider gets out of the casket, goes through the pet door in the mortuary.
And Hal is like, get out, dog, get out, puppy.
Thank
get
out.
And a bird lands just right there, and it takes a ride to where Jeff Daniels and his family live.
Oh, Ross, smell that air.
Oh, God.
Hey, let's just, before we discover what valuable is broken to move and that the brake front doesn't fit into the dining room, let's just chant twice. We did the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
We did the right thing.
Yeah, for the kids.
For us. For all of us.
Goodbye, crime. Goodbye, grime.
Right.
Goodbye, culture. Goodbye, friends.
Hey, Dad! There's a dead bird over here!
Well, don't touch it. Just go on into the house and find your sister.
They just got there. It's like their first day. He's checking out his shit. Oh, yeah, this is open. Well, I'm going to have to get a padlock there, right?
That's, to protect my investment.
That's right. Yeah. Because he loves his wine, right, Helen?
I can relate.
He wanted to build that wine cellar. A big one, too.
It goes in the basement.
I mean the cellar. The wine cellar.
And all the while, the general's the general's making time with a house spider in the barn, and making that huge web, and everybody thinks that's the epicenter of death is that barn. They keep going back to the barn, Brian.
But we see them drag the eggs to the basement.
Yeah, well, that's after. Headquarters started out in the barn. We can agree on that. Headquarters started out in the barn.
I have terrific news. At least, I think for my patients it's terrific. Though my wife is less than thrilled.
What's that, Dr. Metcalf?
I've decided to postpone retirement.
But, you... When we spoke just 4 months ago, you assured me that...
I'm not ready to retire, Doctor. And if my wife can't rush me into it, you sure as hell can't either.
The first doctor... reneged on his promise.
And such an
he's being a
horrible man.
Yeah.
But he has such the sweet old lady wife.
His wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wasn't so sweet when she was the old lady wife in The Mouth of Madness.
No, she was not.
Thank you for the swift intervention. How did you know who I was?
We're neighbors. Gave you a standing ovation when you arrived. Between you and me, Sam Metcalf only recently gave up leeches.
Yeah, he also recently gave up retirement. We moved down here from San Francisco with the understanding that I would inherit all of his patients, but now I have none.
No, Dr. Jennings. You have one.
So, Margaret lives down the lane, ends up throwing them a party, like a welcome party.
Yeah, trying to get in business.
Thank God she's... Thank God, the nice lady in town, because everybody else is treating this guy like absolute shit. You know?
I bet you made enough friends today to break Sam Metcalf's death grip.
It was wonderful, Margaret. We can't thank you enough.
Nor I you, for freeing me from those damn pills.
Well,
I feel I could compete in a triathlon.
On the basis of your checkup, I tend to agree.
Bye-bye, Margaret.
Bye, Mom.
The cop thinks he hates him because he's from Yale.
The kids are starting the Dr. Death nickname for him.
Well, I mean, that's all coincidence. Well, the first one to go was Margaret, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took her off her blood pressure medication. That little rivalry between him and the town doctor sets up that fish out of water subplot. It works. Because people are already suspicious of him, right? Because in every one of these movies where there's some kind of threat, whether it be sharks or spiders, there's always pushback for the powers that be. And no one wants to believe the guy who's crying wolf, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think, Doc?
Heart attack. Bound to happen rather sooner than later. She had a history of high blood pressure. Even with the pills I put her on.
I took her off those.
What right did you have to do that?
She came to me as a patient.
You may well have killed this lovely woman.
I don't think so. She was in fine shape. I want an autopsy.
Never.
Oh, look, she was my patient, all
and
right?
Mine for 40 years. God knows Margaret wouldn't want to be butchered, and nobody in this town would want that for her.
You know, cardiac victims don't usually bite their tongues off, Doctor. It's as though she went into tetanic convulsions. Now, until I know why, this case isn't closed.
You're damn right it's not closed. I believe you may be guilty of medical malpractice. And I intend to pursue the matter to its conclusion.
And in this, it's the old doctor saying, no, I'm going to get you for malpractice. I'm going to pursue this, right? So it works. Like, he's trying to, warn people about a real threat, and he's not believed. It's just, this was no point accident.
Molly, how can I make this more clear? I have a
terrible fear of spiders. I'm aware. I've seen what happens. Which is exactly why I think you should force yourself to come with me and look at the web.
Look at the web.
Yes, and see it for the extraordinary and beautiful thing it is. Therapy, Ross. Come on, we live in the country now. It's time to work through this irrational, paralyzing terror.
It's not irrational.
I know. The incident.
It's like it happened yesterday.
Ross, nobody remembers anything from when they were two.
It's my first memory.
I like his story of it, like, because it's called Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
And It's Daniel's story on how he got, like, when he was 2 years old in a crib and one crawled up him and he couldn't stop and he couldn't move.
Yeah.
And ever since then, it was like his very first memory is that of being terrified by a spider as a small child.
Which, not unlike the sheriff who's afraid of water in Jaws, and he has to ride in the car on the ferry right over to the island. Yeah, they both have their fears, right?
Scared of it.
And he's got to go out into the water to fight this shark.
Yep.
So there's a lot of Jaws parallel here. I like it.
Something in the cellar and the wood just disintegrated.
Termites, huh?
And that's what my husband thought.
And he's an expert in these matters.
Well, no.
Didn't think so. But I'm glad you called me. No room for amateurs in this game.
And I noticed when it was, and for me, because a lot of scenes were very tense for me, personally, but every time I get like, oh my god, I'm about to hyperventilate, John Goodman's in a scene.
Yeah, yeah, they strategically put him in to cut that tension.
He's a calming influence.
Yeah.
Would anybody object if I tore this floor out?
I would.
False alarm, then lead on.
How bad is it?
Shh. I didn't find a thing, go figure.
Well, then why is all the wood rotting?
I'll tell you why. Bad wood.
Oh, so what do we do?
Tear out bad wood. Put in good wood.
My husband thought this would make a good wine cellar.
Oh, yeah? I collect beer cans myself. I got a rare 74 Miller Lite with a misprint on the label. Only 100 or so cans in circulation. The husband just might want to take a gander.
He's going to set up a payoff when the guy is carrying the wine into the house and he goes to pick up and go, oh, careful, you don't want to, you know, upset the tenants. What's John Goodman do as soon as he gets to the cell, picks up the wine bottle, shakes it a couple times?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's all good.
Yeah, but that was just a white. He had a white.
Yeah, but even still, it's like, yeah, it's funny.
Fuck those snob. White drinkers, right, Pants? Fuck those white drinkers.
Right.
Snobs! It's piss!
You know, he's got a limited edition Coors can with a misprinted label and one with a circulation.
From 1974!
Hey! That's supposed to be a banana out! Looked like a banana split!
Shitty pass.
I heard that, McGrath! What are you, some kind of garbage mouth? Hit the showers! Wash that mouth out. Miller!
Yo!
You know the patterns?
Like the back of my hand.
Get in here! I'm the same thing again. Hurry up! Come on, Miller, we're waiting on you. Let's go, let's go, let's go!
And then the kid on the football player on the football field.
He's been the side of the neck.
And one drops into his helmet.
Yeah.
That bothers me. Putting a helmet on, it's in there. Reminds me of Wrath of fucking Khan. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Chekhov and fucking Paul Winfield. Yeah, Paul Winfield there. Oh, these are pets. You know, they wrap around your shit and make you tell the truth, but then you die. So here you go. Have some.
Miller, you all right? Coach!
All right, Miller.
Back up. Let him breathe.
Moving.
What's wrong? What is it? Come on, give him some air.
So was it the football player that got him the okay to get the bodies exhumed?
No, that was number two.
No.
Number three was the doctor.
Coroner. It was the death of the coroner.
No, the doctor.
You're not jealous of our new young doctor, are you?
What? Now you made me lose my timing.
You're yelling, Sam. Come on to bed. Come on.
I need a shower.
I'd love to start taking walks around the neighborhood with you.
It's not the same thing, Evelyn. I need to know exactly how far I've gone and exactly how long it took me.
Floor is cold, Sam.
You're right. You're always right.
We were talking about this too. It's like, okay, I don't want to be anywhere where I have to shake my shoes before I put them on. And this, and sure enough, you see one crawl into a slipper. I'm like,
bites his toe.
And that's what, like, that's something I do almost every day, whether it's these or a slip or something like that. Just kind of like mindlessly just throw them on. It's just another day.
He was killed by his wife's nagging.
Yeah.
Running. It, floor is cold.
Oh, right, it's like, you're right. You're always right. I'm like, yes, she is.
Yeah, if he had just gone straight into that shower, he'd probably still be alive, Helen.
A little far fetched.
Damn! What's wrong?
Some damn thing bit me.
Oh my God, it's just a spider.
Spider? Sounds like a damn cougar. Damn! Damn! I'm having a seizure.
Sam, what should I do?
Evidence. Call Jennings.
I'll be right there.
What's going on?
Metcalf, he's having a seizure.
Thank God you didn't examine him this morning.
And then what does he do when he figures out he's in trouble? Tells her to call
the new doctor.
The new doctor.
Call Dr. Jennings.
Call Jennings. Call the guy I've been shit-talking to the entire town about since
and
he fucking got here.
And threatened to bring him up on fucking charges.
On charges of malpractice. Call that guy here, because he fucking knows he knows his business.
And then next thing, he's dead, and he's got a little bit of blood trickling out of his mouth.
The guy, that doctor died an asshole.
Yeah.
Once an asshole, always an asshole.
He died like that.
And it reminds me of the Joker. I'm glad you're dead.
He died like that. Scientist who created the blob.
But no, he was number three, and after number three, there was nobody in his way to stop what he wanted to do. And the other medical colleague in town was like, it's
the coroner.
Yeah.
Okay, Hotshot, are you sitting down? According to preliminary data, Sam Metcalf died as the result of a minute amount of an as yet unidentified toxic substance in his bloodstream.
My office isn't ruling out accidental poisoning, deliberate poisoning, or even killer spiders. At the moment, it looks like a heart attack to me. But, I'll support whatever you'd like to do.
I gotta have those bodies exhumed, Milt. I gotta be sure.
Okay. Whatever you think is necessary.
Thanks.
Exhume everything.
And then
I want all three bodies up. We got spider bites.
Chris, come here. Still think it's a coincidence?
That's a spider bite. The tissue surrounding the bite is macerated.
Found one. There's a mark right here behind the left ear.
Atherton.
Dr. Atherton, Chris Collins. I think we got a big problem here in Canaima. They've got three dead bodies, and the cause of death seems to be a spider more deadly than any I've ever seen. They want the okay to quarantine the town.
Are you sure?
This is way out of my league. It's a decision you're gonna have to make, so I think that you better come up here right away.
There are other people in this house, young lady.
Dad, go away! Dad, go away!
Use the one down here, Henry.
Like, all the spider parts are good and do exactly what you want them to do. You feel like you get the heebie-jeebies. You're like, oh, no, don't like that. Don't like that. Wouldn't like that. When she's taking the shower and she reaches behind her and grabs the web and starts wiping the web in her own hair, Ellen's like,
That is actually my favorite part.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
scene. Oh, all yours.
Yeah.
How's your
favorite? Funny, because if you're in the shower and you're all lathered up anyway, you wouldn't feel that.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, yeah, you would. Oh,
I don't think
so. No, you would.
No, you would. Because that is sticky shit. That's, ugh. Even a little web, touching it, and it takes forever to get off your fingers. Oh, my God.
We'll have to do an experiment. Helen, rub a spider web in your hair.
No. Okay. And this curly hair, are you kidding me? Oh, my God. It would never...
A moment's peace. What happened? Are you all right?
And then, and all the while, Dad's going to take a shit in the other bathroom, and you see it crawl inside the ball.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, naughty bits are right there, man.
Bro, man.
Naughty
Holy
bits
Christ.
Are right there, man. That whole bird's nest is going to be right fucking there. Oh my God.
Sound like you're fucking swallowing razor blades over there.
Oh, shit.
Maybe don't mistake it for an egg sack and leave it alone.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's probably lucky for him that his daughter went nuts.
Well, that's playing on one of those urban legends as well. Like, you know, you're in a toilet and a fucking snake comes up in the toilet and bites somebody's dick. Like, you've heard that story before many times.
There's a rumor going around that some kind of spider might have killed Sam Metcalf, maybe Margaret, maybe even my Bronco.
Doubtful, Henry.
There was a case in Florida where one of my colleagues bumped into a nest of black widows, sustained over a dozen bites and lived. Of course, he permanently lost control of all of his bodily functions. There's no spider here. But I will hunt down the alleged arachnid and spread some to kingdom come.
Like there's so many characters that are just so over the top, you can't take this movie seriously. And that's why it's entertaining. This could be entertaining for everybody. If you took out those over the top comedic elements, especially John Goodman,
and you played it straight,
this would be an expensive version of Kingdom of the Spider.
Did you find me another specimen, Doctor?
Yes, I did. I also paid a call to the town mortician. Several months ago, there was a corpse. The body was desiccated. It was totally drained of blood. Now, Irv agreed that if the spider was big enough and it spent a long enough time working on that body, I think I know why you've heard of Canaima. This was Jerry Manley's hometown.
Manley, the photographer?
Yeah. I think one of your Venezuelan spiders hitched a ride here in Manley's coffin.
I like how they figure out, they finally get a specimen and figure out what's going on here, eh? Because they know they're dealing with a spider.
The fangs, the injectors are disproportionately large. 3 poison sacs. Now, let's test the venom.
Look, I'm no expert, but I'd guess this toxin is fatal at a fraction of that dose.
I'd agree.
Look, it's got 3 poison sacs and big fangs. It's like, well, isn't that nice? Isn't that kosher?
And no reproductive
organs. So these are all drones. These are all fighters, right?
You see, that's typically seen in highly organized insect societies, bees, ants, but we've never seen it in spiders.
I have.
Venezuela, right?
Right. This is a descendant. Somehow that South American male has mated with a domestic house spider and created a very deadly strain.
But if it has no sex organs, it can't reproduce, right?
True. And the accelerated growth rate, combined with the specialization, suggests a short life cycle.
We've already seen a dead one.
Well, that could be the good news.
Now let's discuss the bad.
In their own ecosystem, the species I discovered in South America live at the top of the food chain. They spread out from a central nest in a web-like pattern and dominate the entire area. But in their original habitat, they are contained by geography. That isn't true here.
So the original male's the granddaddy of them all. And he's acting like a general sending his troops out to battle.
Right. In this first generation, the original male also produced a queen. And together they will construct a primary nest, which the queen will guard. But eventually, she will create reproductive offspring of her own. And when that happens, this town is dead. And the next town, and the next town. And the next one, and so on.
Irv owns a mortuary where the infestation must have originated. If we can just get in there and destroy the original male.
And the primary nest. I'll call the Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, okay. His phone's in the office.
I'll see you later at the mortuary.
Right.
Sheriff, you'll give me a ride.
I am not a chauffeur.
Shut up, Lloyd.
Damn, it's busy.
Well, that's the wheel, Doc. Irv and Blair always take the phone off the hook during Wheel of Fortune.
Let's get the hell over there. Let's go.
How long after this movie did you have that memory in your mind every time you reached to a bowl of popcorn?
It's been a while since I remembered, but now that...
It's going to be the next year.
Helen's going to eat out of everything completely transparent for the next month.
Yep. Everything's going to be see-through.
She's
going
to eat everything out of wine glasses.
It's all going to be clear foods as well. Soup.
Burberry! Buttery hot delicious! Thank you.
Tea. Is there a tea? There are 2 teas. That's quite a start.
He needs to buy a
vault. No, not made for fame.
Mm-hmm.
Air tank.
Mm-hmm.
400.
Oh.
Buy a vault.
Because they're dancing around it in the bowl. Yeah. And all I remember the first time I watched it, because that was imprinted in my fucking mind.
Of course.
Is her saying, buy a vowel, as she grabs it out of the bowl. And I'm like, ah!
But I will say that when they come back later and both the bodies are laying there, those are those mannequins don't hold up.
He's a mannequin.
He, obviously.
She's still real. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you're not going to have it.
No.
Crawl out of your nose and crawl out of your face.
23 years later, those don't really hold up.
Just just stay put, stay real still, okay? Yeah. It's like, no, you're gonna make a dummy of me.
I mean,
23, 33 Yeah. Is like, never mind, 23.
Yeah, they shouldn't have lingered on that mannequin.
No.
No, it looked like paper mache.
Yeah. And it comes out of the nose, yeah.
Where is this?
It's your Daniel's place. Jennings bought it.
Take me there.
He sees the picture of the web in the barn. Where is this? I need to go there.
Take me there.
That's right. Take me there.
Like he's still the warlock.
Yep. I like you, Hector. Bring me to this barn.
We found it. Please go back to the mortuary and round up my assistant and that exterminator.
Right. I'll do that. Meanwhile, you just stay here, sir, because I'm not going to be responsible for it.
And there was Julian Sands at the end. He's a spider expert. Yes. He's just going to wander up there and not, you know, they're well aware of what's happening now.
Yeah.
He's just going to wander up there and, oh, okay.
Well, he's not used to them being so aggressive,
yeah, but
right?
They're well aware that these are murderous
spiders.
Early
in the movie, he had a giant spider in a case.
Yes.
And he knew he would hit the thing and watch it slowly come out for food.
Yeah.
So he's hitting the thing, thinking this thing's just going to slowly come out of its hiding spot to see if it's
any food. He's still aware that they're killing people, though.
Yes, but he probably never heard of a situation where a large spider just fucking jumped at someone's face.
Come and get it.
Wasn't expecting a big spider. He was expecting the one that they captured and stuff. So, I think because he is such an expert, his curiosity got the better of him.
His ego got in the way, Pants. It was his ego. He thought he was in control of the situation and the environment killed him. Right, Kitty?
I gotta get my family out. Destroy whatever's in the barn.
Check.
Better incorporate my private stock.
Chris, there may be spiders.
Russ, they're probably... Yeah, all right, let's go. Russ, give me a minute to look around out here, and then we go in nice and easy, all right?
Yeah, the Foley work in this was good. The tricking the spiders to... I was dumbfounded how well they could capture those spider movements on screen.
Okay. Everybody just get up very slowly.
It means none of this earth otherworldly.
And walk towards the door.
Okay, quick and quiet. We're gonna need another way out of here. Oh. Upstairs, up into the bathroom. We can climb out onto the roof. Just go, go. Quick. Yourself, Ross.
If there's one shot I like in the entire film, like not even just a moment, but one shot, is when the spiders are coming through the bathroom and you see it wriggling the bathroom handle, like you see in other horror films, right? Like the handle being wriggled by the monster, the killer trying to come in, right? Well, now it's the spiders doing it.
And they actually get in.
Yeah, actually
through
get
that,
in.
They knock it loose.
Yeah, which is kind of a cool, like, wink to a horror film.
Yeah. Not the keyhole, but nope.
The actual lock. Yep.
Oh, fine. Let's go. Come on, sir. One at a time, one at a time.
My favorite scene is when Jeff Daniels tries to get out of the bathroom. That was the first time my heart really stopped for a moment, and I was like, huh! When they all descended en masse in front of the window.
Yeah.
That was so good.
I will say, though, I've got one big problem with that whole end bit.
That goes on a bit long.
It goes on a bit long, and also the idea that he's going through all that, you know, he's got all these spotters on him, at no point does he get bit.
Not once, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's, at that point, he's got to have some plot armor. He's the
of
hero
course,
of the movie,
of
right?
Course.
But, well, I mean...
Even when he falls right through to the basement, he's not been bitten.
But but him going, oh, I'm in the nest, I'm in the nest, you know, like, I didn't need that exposition.
Well, and that's what I was saying, and then, like, he's dusting himself off, and he didn't get bit one time.
And well, they said, like, there's no spiders in there. Every time the camera looked up through the hole in the floor, there was dozens on the wall up there. But they know not to come in, that's the nest, so fucking you stay out of there. They've been told, don't come in here.
Yeah, because they kill anyone.
That's right. So it's like, okay, yeah, but the whole... him dealing with the queen and the general at the end is, like, probably my least favorite part of the film.
The third
act. And it's the climax.
The third act has some problems.
The spider's crawling along the floor, and he's rolling, and he's trying to steady himself with the makeshift flamethrower that he's got there.
The camera.
And as he's getting it ready, it goes behind like a board and it stops and he fucking hits it with the thing. And then as soon as the fire was extinguished, it started moving again. And then he's getting ready to again and it goes behind something else. Like, how the fuck did they do that? Like, that was a great fucking scene. It was timed so well and it looked so genuine. Like, that part there was cool as shit.
Where are you? Damn it!
And then when he's going like floor by floor, like through the
everything. Hey, he's losing his mind because he's lost it. He had it, but then now he's lost it. And he's he's setting everything on fire. And I'm not going to buy that the general's not going to bite him immediately.
Yeah.
Any of those spiders, as he's falling through the roof.
This is a vendetta. This is a vendetta against this guy now, right?
Should have just bit him in the ankle when it was on his foot.
No, but it was like it knew that he was petrified, and it was coming closer and see how close he could get before killing him.
It was terrorizing him.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that spider. Okay. An evil spider. You know, an evil devil spider.
That spider was a cunt.
Fucking A it was. Yeah, it deserved everything it got. And of course, like, the million to one shot of it, like, okay, it went into the fire, comes out of the fire screaming. You know, leaving a trail of fire like it's the fucking DeLorean in Back to the Future. I'm like, okay, we'll roll with this. And then jumps at Buddy's face and he shoots it in the air.
Right towards the nest.
It, like, yeah, hits it dead center and instead of going through it, it carries it to the nest and impales the nest. And they both explode and it's happily ever after.
Yeah.
Which is hokey as fuck. But
like I said, third
that's
act has
the way
some
they
problems.
Want, you know, that's the way they wanted to end it. And I'm not going to say it's a horrible film because of it, but I thought it was a bit weak and ridiculous.
The ending of the film.
Just your average sack. He was quoting John Goodman's character. Just your average sack.
You know what I'm going to miss most about the country?
What?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
At least we got out with our lives.
Yes. And the Margot.
Office politics to Christmas bonuses, caffeine, adrenaline.
To things that we know, to events that we can control, to...
Honestly, the whole end of them being in San Francisco and the earthquake can be chopped off. Okay. That was lame.
I was waiting for a spider to crawl out of the box and fall home.
Yeah, right? It felt like we kind of cheated. That something like that didn't happen.
And
you know?
Then it was that tacked on, like, whoa, safer here, and then the earthquake happens. Like,
you know, the other thing I was...
And his Bordeaux. Oh, his poor Bordeaux. All the fucking things, the movie ends with a perfect bottle of red being wasted, and then it fades to black, and Helen's like, what's next? Frogs and fucking locusts?
Helen's more upset about the wine than she was the spiders.
Oh, man.
This is a very bad business. Mr. Yale graduate, big city doctor. A very bad business. No shit.
I will say, I appreciate the fact that this movie peppers the deaths well. Like, this has a body count.
Mm-hmm.
There are quite a few people that die in this. From the cameraman on to the football player to the old, I mean, the old woman, the football player, the coroner and his wife, the old doctor.
Five.
And Julian Sands.
Six.
There's seven. That's not bad for a 90-minute film.
In 20 years, I've seen only one spider bite fatality. And that involved the Black Widow and a one-year-old child. Nope. My guess is that Sam overexerted himself. His wife said he was using the treadmill just before he keeled over.
Well, you may be right.
They were 300 Avondale spiders from New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
Chosen for their large size, unusually social lifestyle, and harmlessness to humans.
Oh, okay. That's
good. And now this is how they did the how they got them around. These spiders did not like lemon pledge furniture wax or hot blowing air. So to make the spiders hit their quote-unquote marks during filming, a pathway was created using lemon pledge as the boundaries, and hair blow dryers were used to motivate the spiders to move. The results were the spiders avoided the lemon pledge and moved following the non-pledged pathways created when the hot blow dryer air was aimed at them, hitting their marks precisely. The large general and queen spiders were articulated models.
Okay, yeah.
And that was, you missed it, but it was saying that the model maker was Jamie Hyneman from Mythbusters.
Oh.
It was his first credited role. He did two jobs before that, uncredited. He worked on Top Gun and RoboCop.
Excuse me, is this the one with the hat or non-hat?
This is the hat.
The hat with like the big mustache. Yes. Yeah. Gotcha.
I got some great shots in the barn today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My camera picks up the web with half the detail my eyes did.
The web?
Yeah, our little spider made himself a hell of a home. I think even you would appreciate it.
This is a lot better than I remember.
It's a lot better than I remember.
I'm going to have to say, yeah, it's better than I thought it was.
You guys are like, this will not age well.
I never said that. Brian said it. I said I was worried that it wouldn't.
Because I hadn't seen it since... I've seen it once since the theaters, but not. I probably haven't seen this in 20 years.
You know what? And what is horror? I mean, everybody says going to the theater to watch horror is great because, you know...
You get the reaction
of the crowd. But, you know, like, how many... Even the horror movies that... Like, our true horror films that we scored high for this arena, we would watch those films in silence and not say much about it. You know, we'd have a good discussion about it. But this film here got, like, a whole bunch of kind of like, oh, no. Especially from Nude. Watching Nude squirm. Like, horror does that. Yeah, there's some tense, well-shot scenes here.
I don't think there's anything truly funny in this. There's some great relief moments. There's the odd kind of chuckle moment, but... Those are the same kind of laughs we'd expect to find in a typical horror film. There's a little bit of humor in horror films, too. And that's what this felt like. This was way more serious in tone than I remember. Like, I remember this being very drive-in, and I watched this again, and even the musical notes, the camera angles, the way they set up some of those shots, this is a serious thriller.
Except for that terrible song at the end. Yeah.
Can you blame me for being a spider-phobe?
Arachnophobe.
Whatever.
Nude, you want to score this one?
8.5.
8.5, yeah.
Yes. Like Paul just said, I mean, I liked it the first time, but I did not expect to like it that much more. It was much better than I remembered. Every scene, just as creepy as the last time, and even though I knew it was coming, it still was, like, freaking me out. I'd be like, you know, my heart was, like, pumping the whole time, and I was thankful for the relief parts that John Goodman played in and stuff, but it held my attention. I was very just on the edge the whole time. I would totally watch this over and over again.
Honey, we're in the living room. We need you to kill a spider.
Pretty sure.
Paul B., you want to score this film?
I'm going to give it a solid 8.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's far better than I thought it was going to be. Some of the effects don't hold up very well, but it's 33 years old.
Yeah.
Old, so, you know, you can't really fault for that. Third act falls off a lot. I know we keep talking about John Goodman being the comic relief, but the third act just kind of goes right into the zany screwball.
It's kind of Stephen King-ish.
Yeah, but in a over the top, almost comedic way. But I enjoyed it far more than I thought it would.
Yeah,
to be honest, and parts of it are genuinely creepy. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a scary horror film, mm-hmm. but it's definitely creepy.
Well, nobody comes up to a mortician at a party and says, "Hey, Herb, you think I might be dead?" Must drive you nuts trying to dip your Dorito while somebody's showing you his growths.
How do you handle it?
Ryan Stewart, you want to score this one?
We're just keep creeping up because I'm giving this a 9.
9?
Yeah. From memory, I thought this was going to turn into a very cheesy but guilty pleasure 6. That's what I remember it as. It may be because when I saw this at 13, there's no way a 13-year-old me would have appreciated all the fucking camera work in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
This movie had one of the best framed camera. Like, the camera was amazing, some of those shots they set up. Lighting effects, catching the right shadow, getting live spiders to move a certain way, as easy or as simple as that trick was to guide them by scent and by air. They got it. They got all of those shots. And the filmmaker part of my brain is like, how the fuck did they do that?
Who shot this film? Do we know?
Michael Kahn edited it. So I think this was the same crew that Spielberg used on Raiders. Because a lot of the same names are there. You had Michael Kahn, you had Frank Marshall behind it. But the camera work on this was stunning. I mean, the younger me would have been like, oh, spiders. But me, I'm like, how the hell did they get a live spider to do that? Even the one that dangled into the helmet looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was a well-shot film. And I just, everything, you know, is it overly, I mean, it's, you know, kind of makes your skin crawl a bit here and there. Yes. Like, I wouldn't say it was overly scared all the way, but then I also know the ending watching it, right? But, holy hell, I just can't get over the amount of craft that went into this damn movie and the screenplay. Holy hell, that is a really well-executed, well-written screenplay that this could have just been a dumb monster movie. And there must have been 6 or 7 set-up-and-payoff things that we saw in this. Yep. Even the corner eating all the time, of course, wouldn't notice the spider in the popcorn bowl the way they pile the food in. Like I say, even in the opening, when they see the spider crawl into the hole in the coffin, like, why the fuck is there a hole in the coffin? And then they push the pole through it. I'm like, they even had a reason for that! Like, everything in this was just really well thought out.
The padlock to the cellar.
Yep. It all makes sense. Yep. And even the little subplot between the new doctor coming in and the old doctor not wanting to retire, there is so much more meat on this bone than a movie of this type would typically get that I really enjoyed this. I'm glad we did this one.
Yeah, me too.
No, I frankly doubt Dinesh is in the barn.
Well, I frankly know it is, Delbert. I was in the barn. I saw a web. There is a web in the barn.
A web would indicate an arachnoid presence.
I'll give it an 8 as well. I think we all agree that this... I did not expect us to have as much fun with this as we did. I'm glad we did it, and it's not for everybody, and we might get some blowback from that, like, this ain't real horror, but if you have any kind of arachnophobia, trust me, you know, there's some tense scenes in here, you know. Just ask Nude.
I was going to say, this should be the only time you do a video podcast, because her reaction was fucking more funny than anything else in this film.
Well, she was like this most of the film. Oh my god,
it wasn't just that, it was the sounds.
No! I think her hands were everywhere around her at some point.
She reminded me of the
configurations.
Did you know, Doctor, that on every suburban acre there are at least 50,000 to 60,000 spiders, and that each spider eats about 100 insects per year? That means at least 5 million insects are consumed per acre annually.
Well, think about it, Doctor. Perhaps man might find the planet uninhabitable without spiders.
My friends, that's the end of our 136 Horror 101 podcast, Arachnophobia, directed by Frank Miller, produced by Spielberg, starring Jeff Daniels, John Goodman, and our recently departed Julian Sands. I still can't believe this film is 33 years old, and anybody with even a hint of arachnophobia, I'm sure will agree. If we woke up tomorrow to learn that all common house spiders would kill you dead within 10 seconds of being bit, it would be a hellish nightmare for all of us. Fuck that noise. I'm staying up here in Canada, where nature can't kill you and spiders never get bigger than a silver dollar. Good luck to everyone else. For the world-famous Brian Stewart, the nefarious Paul B., and my wife, the lovely Nude, this is Cash Wampum saying thanks for listening and reminding you that there's a horror movie out there that's just going to make your skin crawl, and we're going to help you find it right here at Horror 101, Educating Your Fears.
My nuts itched the entire time I watched this film. I don't know what about it. Creepy crawly movie, your nuts just itch, man. You're like, adjusting yourself. Every hair on your legs twitch, and you're like, oh, well, that could be something.
You should see a doctor.
That could be something.
That could be something else.
Your nuts itch.
That's a symptom of something.
Ellen, you might need to ask your husband where he's been if his nuts are itching.
Itchy nuts.
Just get Jeff Daniels to examine them.
It's the heebie-jeebies.